Base 31 is the historic 750-acre former World War II air base in Prince Edward County, and they hosted the Motorcraft Festival over the long weekend. Motorcycle enthusiasts came from far and away to take in the festival that celebrates the spirit of motorcycling, where culture, speed, and artistry come together. The festival was packed with events, historic and artistic exhibits, and a full vendor village. Festival goers could camp on the site, take in the food commissary, and enjoy Saturday night's rock concert. Corey and Johnny from Highway Heathens gives us some insight into the culture.
We are a professional stunt team called the Highway Heathens. We travel all across Canada and the U.S. doing high-performance stunts.
And what is this this thing back here? It looks like
that
a circus tent.
That is called the Wall of Death. So there's a gentleman and a lady that go round and round and round until they get dizzy, and then they come down.
On motorbikes?
On motorcycles, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
So why did they do that?
I think it's just everybody, you know, as that little kid, you kind of, when you first got a bicycle, you wanted to do a skid and a wheelie, and some of us never grow up.
Start with a big wheel and move the Harley.
Yeah.
And it's got to have something to do with addiction to adrenaline.
It is adrenaline. It is testosterone. I mean, it's, you know, it's excitement. But it's all these people and the companies that are involved in these kind of festivals, they're enthusiasts. They live and breathe, and they bleed oil.
My background's from the military, so we were talking about adrenaline, being a combat veteran, watching the Highway Heathens go up on one wheel is similar to that excitement that I got overseas. So that's how I got on the brand, working with Crooked Clubhouse and the Highway Heathens. So it's like-minded. It's like a big family that supports each other, and you get out there, and we showcase our work and what we do with our designs and bikes and support the community.
And how long have you been doing this?
Well, I'm 54 now. I started when I was 18. So very, very long time. Decades and decades.
Yeah.
Chuck, I'm actually, neither of us are the stunt guys. We're the promoters and the owners of the company. But
nice.
What we try and do is create a safe platform for the riders to showcase their skills.
Get them parts.
You know?
And,
yeah, get them parts from the manufacturers. We do a $5 million liability insurance coverage for every event we do so that everybody is, you know, secure and safe.
It's
and
media coverage, just kind of showcase.
It's all about having fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Creating smoke and doing burnouts.
It's not just about speed and bikes. Ray from Fallen Riders tells us more.
You tell me about what you do with your company.
Well, with the Fallen Riders, what we do is we help fellow riders that are in bike accidents. We help them get back on their feet. We try to raise money for their family. We do charity events. We really try to pull the motorcycle community together.
And you were telling me, sir, about how you help them get prosthetics.
Yeah, we'll help you get your prosthetic limbs fitted for your bike, and just get you back riding regular life. We're not a sympathy team. We get you back and active, and you're in great mindset.
Yeah,
it's a big part of the whole deal.
We put on the majority of the big motorcycle events in Ontario. Everything we do is for charity. And for example, if someone's in an accident, loses their leg, we have a full support team of other riders that lost their leg, and we connect everybody together to help everybody through it so at least people can see there's a light at the end of the tunnel. We have grief counselors to help if somebody was injured and loses a family member. So.
And then we just try to spread awareness and come to all the motorcycle events and bring the motorcycle community together.
That's our goal, is bring the motorcycle community together. And we really try to change people's views on motorcycles, right? That's our goal.
You were saying that you had injuries yourself?
Yes, I've had two brain surgeries. I was in really bad shape, and I started the Fallen Riders because when it happened to me, I didn't have anybody to point me in the right direction. I fell into a really dark spot, and I ended up helping other people becoming an activist, and it flourished into something that's just a beautiful thing.
And some people come for the history. Vintage bikes in a vintage World War II aircraft hangar.
Well, my name's Life Radford, and I just drove my Norton Commando 850 from Shediac, New Brunswick, here to Ontario. And I broke down once, and I was able to fix it just outside of Montreal. And I pulled in yesterday to visit my best friend who lives here. and we wanted to take in the show. So I'm just here to see the old classic Nortons that have been rebuilt, refurbished, and look like they're brand new. Piece of history, isn't it?
And that World War II piece over there, sitting on base 31.
Right. Isn't that iconic?
Yeah.
Really,
yeah,
something else. So it's a real privilege to see these pieces of history.
For the local journalism initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.